My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Have you seen this thing called Retail AI?
No.
Okay. So Gary Tan, who is, he's basically running Y Combinator now. And he basically said, this is the best demo we saw in our last class. So they basically do like demo day where they, a bunch of startups will pitch, right? So this retellai.com, so it's RETELLAI.com. You know how I talked about air.ai, like the sales agent, right? Or the customer service agent. You can go to this thing and test it out. And there's a playground you can run, and you can run it for the, they have two demos. One is like for a customer support agent. The other one's for like getting like a dental agent. So if you're trying to make an appointment at a dentist, which we'll speak about in a second, this dovetails well into that. But talking to it, it's near perfect. It's like, okay, so tell me what time you like to book for this time. It's like, well, I can't make it tomorrow. It's like, okay, well, we have these times available. Would that work for you? And it's like, oh, also tell us your name, blah, blah, blah. It collects all the information and it's able to, it's pretty dynamic, right? And this is the best version I've seen. It's called, the headline here, it says, excuse me. It says conversational voice API for your LLM. So this is going to reduce a lot of sales agents, customer service agents.
Yeah.
This is just where it's all going. And I think those of you that run agencies, you're going to do this for other companies right now. You have a nice little pocket of time where you can be the one basically transforming companies with AI.
Did they raise a lot of money?
I think they raised... Well, no. I don't think they raised a lot yet. They're backed by YC. I don't even know if they raised their seed round yet.
Retail.ai funding amount, $500K.
That's the seed round.
Yeah. That means it probably will raise a ton of money if he said that this was the best demo that they've ever seen.
I'm sure all the VCs have just gone and say, hey, we want to put money in now.
Well, economy's bad. So, you know, who knows, is it a recession?
Not for AI companies, it's not bad.
That's true. Yeah. Not for AI companies.
This message is brought to you by Leveling Up Founders. And Leveling Up Founders is an invite-only event for founders. It happens once a year, usually during August. And past attendees include people such as Ali Abdaal, Cody Sanchez, Neil Patel, Vanessa Lau, and the list goes on and on. And ultimately, it comes down to the quality of the group of the people. We try to keep the group high caliber. That's why it's invite-only. So if you are a founder at the top of your game, you can go to levelingup.com/founders to learn more about it. And then you can apply, and we'll see you on the other side. By the way, Neil and I have an agency owners group called the Agency Owners Association. All you have to do, just go to marketingschool.io/agency. Once again, it's marketingschool.io/agency to learn more. And now back to the show.
But dude, speaking of the dental example and AI, did you see my tweet how I lost $600 because of AI?
That. Tell them.
So I went to a dentist, and in LA, everything is just expensive. So for me to go get like my teeth cleaning, dude, did you know it costs $600?
I don't know where you go. You're getting ripped off. I pay like $100 or something.
Well, I'm going down the street.
Oh, you're doing it in Beverly Hills. I go back to my people in Arcadia and I get it for $125. I go to the Hello Kitty dentist.
Dude, to save the money because I know it's so expensive, I don't drive. I walk to save the gas
money. Wow. But hey, it's about convenience. See, I do to also see my parents too, so it works out.
Yeah, and yeah. This is like, it's just easy for me to go down the street than go to drive.
That's expensive.
$600 for cleaning, right?
Yeah.
So I get a cleaning, and then I also pay to get...
Dude, that's five times more than what I pay.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And then I also pay to... and I have insurance. I don't know what insurance covers, but the place makes me pay 100%, and then whatever insurance sends you back, you get to keep. I was like, all right. You know, I didn't really argue. I didn't care. But it was really cool, too. I got to watch Netflix while they're cleaning my teeth. There was, like, TV monitors.
Who gives a crap, dude? Just clean and get out of my way.
No, trust me. I'd rather save the money. So they also charged me for x-rays, which is great. So, and the reason I had to do x-rays is because I was switching dental offices. I used to live in Vegas. Now I live in Beverly Hills. So, hence, you know, new place. They want the x-rays or whatever. I was like, whatever. Just do it. So I get it done. And... the dude shows me this cool AI software that they use. Has my teeth and all the images, and even shows the nerves in the tooth, which is really cool. So it shows where the tooth connects to the gum on the bottom, right? Because your tooth, you got a square and then two little prongs that go down. And he was saying, like, in my molar teeth, right there, there's like this pocket and they can't identify. And he's circling the pocket and he's like, look what our new technology and AI identify. He's like, we don't know what this is. It could be bacteria. It could be something. The AI recognize it. Your nerve isn't going all the way down. You got a problem here. I want to send you to the specialist. I was like, all right, what does the specialist charge? And you know, I'm Indian. I like saving. I'm not trying to stereotype. But like, I don't want to spend money for no reason. And he's like, you got pain in your teeth? I was like, no, no pain. He's like, look, you know, I don't know what it is, but the AI is detecting it. I'm going to book you an appointment. So they tell their staff. And this other office in Beverly Hills texts me while I'm still at the office. I was like, all right. And it's automated, set up appointment, book it. Funny enough, they tell me the same thing. Hey, no problem. Just as a heads up, you got to pay $600 for the appointment for us to take 3D scans.
On top of your original $600.
Different dental place.
Okay.
And the original place cost more than $600 because I also got scans.
Uh-huh.
So cleaning plus scans, whatever the price was. So I go to this other place and it was yesterday, which is when I put out the tweet. They charged me $600 just for a 3D scan. So this lady, lovely lady, she was nice. She's doing it. We're small chatting. She's telling me about a new coffee shop here. I was like, oh, I don't really drink coffee. Actually, I don't drink coffee at all. She's like, oh, okay. And she's looking at the teeth. She's like, yeah, I know what their software analyzed and said there could be something there. I was like, so what was it? You got to tell me. She's like, bone. I'm like, what do you mean? A bone that's out of place and I have no pain? It's like, no, just your normal bone that's everywhere within your mouth. So I was like, okay, so what is it? What was it saying? Like, what's wrong with the bone? She's like, nothing. It just couldn't identify it and it's bone. And I'm like, so this AI couldn't identify bone in my mouth, which is everywhere in my head. And I ended up spending $600 for her to just double check. I was like, cool. Great use of technology. And you know what? I was so pissed. I walked back home too. So I didn't spend money on gas or Uber or anything like that.
You know what that shows again? Short term, bearish, long-term bullish on AI.
Yes. I was really pissed about the $600. And I'm not going to argue with them or trying to get it back. You know, it's a lot of money. Yeah, I can afford it. But having that attitude of just spending money is how you go broke. And I don't want to waste money if I don't need to. And I just felt I flushed not just $600 down the drain. I also wasted 30 minutes walking there, 30 minutes walking back. Plus around 40 minutes for my appointment. So I wasted an hour and 40 minutes plus $600.
Yeah. Wow.
And it was a little bit chilly.
So what did you tell the original doctor?
I didn't say anything. I was pissed though, but I'm okay with the original doctor. You know, his technology is not that great, even though he's using AI. The original doctor didn't know what was wrong. And he did even say like, hey, I can't figure it out. The technology is showing something. It's really cool. Look on this screen. And he's like, you should get it checked out just in case. I've had perfect teeth. I've never had a cavity.
Me
literally
either.
Once in my life.
Your teeth are super white too.
Yeah. So I also don't drink coffee. Do you drink coffee?
I drink tea.
I don't drink tea or coffee.
But
or
I drink like non-caffeinated tea. So I don't really drink coffee either.
Yeah. But tea, I think, stains the color of your teeth.
Tea stains your teeth. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't have those issues. But yeah. You know, and then I brush at least twice a day, sometimes three times a day. The dentist did tell me that I should start flossing in the morning. I was like, why do you floss in the morning? I floss at night. In the morning, there's no food in my mouth.
Yeah.
And then he was like, well, there's bacteria buildup between your teeth. So if you floss, it keeps your teeth even healthier. I was like, all right,
dude,
sign me up.
What floss do you use?
He gave me, I used to use this floss called Burst.
Yeah.
And then he switched me onto this new one. I forgot what it was, but it helps prevent cavities. So
dude, you got to use the cocoa floss.
Does it help prevent cavities?
Dude, see, that's all marketing again. It prevents cavities. No, cocoa floss is like super thick.
Yeah, and mine is thick.
It doesn't break.
And yeah, it's like, mine is thick.
It's like $30 for a little box or something.
My like one of them is, I don't know how much, like yeah. $6 or $12 for one little circle.
Dude, it's just, at the end of the day, it's like people are just marketing these things. The sleep tape now, there's like super expensive sleep tape called like hostage tape. There's the cocoa floss, $30 for one. It's like everything's just like going higher and higher.
It's marketing, dude. Everyone's spinning. And you know what's funny?
We should talk about this.
Yeah, well, dude, check this out. If I went to a dentist again and his AI software detected something, yeah. You know what's funny? I probably would go spend the money just to double check to make sure it's okay.
You would. And so maybe people make AI software and say, hey, this actually doubles your revenue at your dentist. Yeah, right? And so, like, because it comes up with all these like false positives.
Yes, in the long run, I do think it'll be accurate or more accurate, but in the short run, I was definitely pissed off about the money I spent.
Yeah. Well, actually, this is a good place to end with the water. We were talking about pre-show. So those of you that I can see on camera. So Neil is drinking an Aquapana glass water. I'm drinking a Mountain Valley glass water. First, let's start with the marketing of glass water. Why are we drinking glass water?
Because Eric sends me these articles that go viral on social media on how I have too much plastic in my body.
Yeah, okay. So 1 liter, guys, 1 liter of plastic over here. I'm holding a 1 liter bottle. Has 250,000 microplastics in it. And who knows what that does to you, right? So like, then I was like, Neil, what about your kids? So I'm marketing to the future, right?
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, damn it. And so then he buys a bunch of glass water, right? And then I keep reinforcing it now. So to reinforce how I think about it, now I tell my family members, my friend members. So then it reinforces me to keep getting it, right? But the other thing is, if you're going to buy glass water, you can't just buy regular glass water. You have to buy classy glass water, right? Or like high quality. Aquapana and Mountain Valley is perceived to be high quality.
Dude, and it's so expensive. So like my house is really tiny, my condo. I have enough bedrooms for my kids and my wife and I. And to give you an idea of the size, there's no room for us to even iron our clothes. So we iron our clothes in the entryway or the hallways. Like we don't have a ton of space. To give you an idea, and our closets in our kids' room is like the width of two chairs. No joke, like two of those metal chairs that you see at a conference, not like the fancy big chairs that we're sitting on right now, but no joke. So like I buy the water. It costs, I don't know, $2-3 a bottle for glass
for those?
Like tiny ones. Yeah.
Really?
I was getting it delivered. Yeah. So I'm going to start going to the store because it was just so expensive. And I'm buying it only because Eric is saying this and I can't fit one of those water purification systems. There's no room underneath my sink.
Wait, you don't, what? That's like this big. It's not that big. It's like this big.
The one you sent me was massive.
No, that I put it on the actual like the counter.
Oh, I don't want anything on my counter.
Why?
I don't have space on my counter as is for food.
Well, anyway, this all started because people are just like Andrew Huberman, all this like microplastics, this like cause cancer, this and that, right?
But it's marketing.
It's all storytelling.
Yes. And now when one of my buddies came to my house who I've had a longtime friend, Double, who you know, he's drinking all the bottles of water, which I don't mind. Then the dude just starts drinking like half of it
and
like,
he leaves it there.
Leaves it and doesn't know which one's his. So he just goes and pours the water. I'm like, dude, I'm paying $2-3 a bottle. I don't care if you drink it, drink as much as you want. Don't waste my money. It's hard earned. It's the same reason why I didn't like spending $600 to go to a dentist and I walked because I didn't want to waste the money. It's the same reason when I was drunk and young and I was at a nightclub and I spent thousands of dollars on bottle service. Uh-huh. I walked home in Vegas in the middle of the night.
Because you're so mad.
I was so mad that I spent the money. I had to save it on the taxi fare.
See, this is a good way to end. Everyone, at the end of the day, doesn't matter what we say, you have to think for yourself, right? And who knows if we're right or wrong. We could be total idiots in the next couple of years and we could come back to this video and say, you guys were stupid. But that's it for today. Please don't forget to rate, review, subscribe. Go to markingschool.io/agency to apply for the Agency Owners Association to help your agency grow faster. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.